You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Okay, I have to do this podcast about something that I'm sure most of you would realize is a really, really bad idea. But I have to be honest with you, over the past 3 weeks, I've had about four patients that have come in that either tried something crazy about what I'm going to talk to you about, or have actually told me about something they were planning on doing because a friend of theirs did the same thing. And what I'm talking about is, and you may have seen it in the newspapers, you may have seen it on video programming, you may have seen it on any kind of an Instagram, you may have seen it talked about on the news. It's do-it-yourself plastic surgery procedures. And you know, it's one thing to decide to build a shed on your own. You go to Home Depot, you ask a couple of the guys there about what you need to buy, and you end up building a shed. Or you want to like put your own bathroom in. You may not be a plumber, but maybe you watch some online videos, and before you know it, after a couple of YouTube type of things, you're fine. The problem that I see is that the major, major difference is that Botox, Juvederm, Restylane, you name the product, these are not products that you can go buy at Home Depot. These are not products that are sold to the general population of people. And for good reason, because something like Botox is literally a prescription type drug. And number one, the companies will definitely tell you that they absolutely are not allowed to put these on the open market to be sold. So if you're buying something that says it's Botox, I can almost 100% guarantee you that it is somehow pirated, or it's just not what you're buying is not what they say you're getting. So aside from the fact that you're going to have to learn a hell of a lot about facial anatomy and where you're supposed to put things so you don't cause blindness or cause any kind of, you know, facial paralysis or palsy, aside from that, what are you actually injecting into yourself? You don't know. And I think at the end of the day, that's the thing that you really have to be worried about. Sure, you could get lucky and get something and then inject it and ends up looking okay. But the bottom line to this is, if you're purchasing this via an online type of a ad or something like that, there's a very high likelihood that you're not purchasing a real authentic kind of a product that's been vetted out, that's been FDA approved, etc. And I think you got to be so careful with this stuff. And the problem is, it's becoming much more common. We have a lot of patients that when they've come into the office, they show me YouTube videos of somebody just demonstrating how to inject themselves with Botox. And it's just a regular civilian person that bought it offline or somewhere, bought it from another country, and they're showing you how their instructions about how to go about doing it. And I just think it's a really terrible idea, number one. Number two, if you do end up with a complication, which again, I just know this because I train and teach facial injectables to a lot of different well-schooled nurses, physician assistants, doctors, all over the place. And I've been a one of the organizations is PALAT. That's the acronym. And we train doctors and nurses in how to do all these injectables in a very safe manner. And these people that I'm teaching already are doctors, already have their medical degree, already are licensed professionals. And even they are careful about learning this in advance of just deciding to go out and do it. Just imagine if you're just a regular layperson who decides that it's like simple enough to do. So that's the one problem I think with, you know, and again, my podcast is The Plastic Surgery Revolution, and it's all about how it's become so, you know, easy and available for so many people. It's never been like that before, and it's getting easier and easier. But along with that comes, you know, my whole trepidation about talking about these things like it is as simple as it may come across to you. But remember, the people that are really doing this at a very high level, that are really understanding the nuances of it and how to give you the exact brow shape you want after getting a Botox injection, or how to get your lips to look exactly the way you want it. Most of the time, I will tell you that these are people that are really trained to do it, have done a lot of them, and are now considered experts in doing it. It's like, you know, this is something that you do every day, so you get really good at it. So I just want you all to think about this. I have a feeling that most of you that would be listening to my podcast are probably not the ones that would go out and consider doing something like this. But even if you have friends or acquaintances that you know have been, you know, dabbling with this or deciding to do that, just try to explain to them that it may not be as an expensive thing that they think it may be. And maybe this is one of the things that, you know, from a do-it-yourself perspective, would be something maybe that you wouldn't want to do. What goes along hand in hand with this is the idea that younger and younger people, many of you that are listening to this podcast, are getting into trying to make yourself look as youthful or changing the way you may appear. You may want your lips to be changed a little bit. You may want your brow shape to be changed a little bit. So you're looking more and more into doing some of these facial injectable products. As we get younger and younger in doing these type of procedures, it's also very important to understand that how you go about changing your appearance has a lot to do with your approach to a lot of different things. It's a very mental, I guess, you know, it's like a psycho-mental, physical relationship. As you start to look better, as you start to feel better about yourself, hopefully you go out in the world and you're doing better and better in things, and all those things really end up to be terrific. But by the same token, try to make sure that you're actually going for a look that's something that you would be proud of, that you know, going forward is something that you're not making a mistake about. And the reason why I'm talking to you about this in particular is because I'm seeing more and more patients that are in that 23 to, let's say, 35 category of patient, that self-care is a very, very high priority in that millennial realm. And I think it's so important and it's so wonderful to see that so many of you are excited about doing that. But there's a way to do it so that you continue to look like yourself, but just an improved version, and that you're also using it as a preventative from actually getting the certain creases and lines and wrinkles that you may want to prevent. And that's one of the beautiful things about something like a Botox or something like a Restylane or a Juvederm product, is that you can actually get involved in doing something like this to yourself at a relatively young age and kind of maintain a look for a very long time. And I have now started to see more and more of you that are coming in, that are heading back to the office. You're heading back to work and going back to see people. And you're trying to make it so that even if you're young and you want to appear very fresh and look like you've been rested and you look healthy. These types of products are really in that wheelhouse of things that you can go about doing to really make yourself feel very alive and fresh and looking terrific. And let's not forget even a little bit of like liposuctioning or cool sculpting in certain areas, because maybe over the pandemic you've added a couple of pounds in certain areas where you didn't want it to go. We have a lot of patients that have been coming in to tweak those areas as well. And I think all of this stuff is terrific, but I'm very concerned about making sure that it's being done for the right reasons. It's being done in a healthy and a safe fashion, because moving this whole plastic surgery revolution forward is something that board certified plastic surgeons and people like myself that are going around training and teaching people in order to make this a really safe thing. You're enjoying the benefits of it as opposed to any of the terrible things that you may read about elsewhere, where you find out that someone went and had something done and all of a sudden that kind of colors the whole face of what plastic surgery should be about. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.